You've been listening to Mentoring Matters. Mentoring in today's business world with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson. If you have a question for Rainey, Dave, or their guests, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Mentoring Matters.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to our program on Return on Investment in Mentoring. I'm Rainey Petrin, President of Managing Mentors, along with my co-host, Dave Carson, and our two guests for today, Judy Frank from BAE Systems and C. McCarthy from Enterprise Rent-A-Car. And Dave, I think you wanted to share a little bit more on a study that you have?
Yeah, thank you, Rainey. Well, as you mentioned at the top of the show, Rainey, there are very few studies in mentoring that look at the bottom line. I've come up with one. I've been sort of banging the drum on this one for a few years now, and certainly I've been doing a lot of studying, as you know, in the last couple of years on mentoring, and this one really sticks out, although it's a fairly long-winded study, and I won't go into it because we'll be here for about 3 days, but it's called The Linkage Between Management Practices, Intangible Performance, and Stock Returns, and this is in the Journal of Intellectual Capital. And it was commissioned by Towers Perrin in New York. And Towers Perrin teamed up with a professor from one of New York's university's business schools to look really at the relationship between certain business drivers and stock returns. Is there a link between human capital drivers and earnings growth? That's really what they were after. It was an extensive study. But the results enabled them to sort human capital drivers into four groups, and they were compensation, benefits, learning and development, and the work environment. And the interesting thing for us is that when they investigated what the highly correlated drivers were within each of these groups, they found that rating very high within the learning and development group was mentoring programs. And I just wonder, Steve and Judy, now you have these mentoring programs on the go, how do they fit into your overall strategy in terms of your leadership programs compared to, say, several years ago?
That's an interesting question. I know within Enterprise, we don't just prefer to promote from within, we only promote from within. And I know we want to be careful about connecting the promotability of our folks towards the mentoring program. Now, however, when you talk about leadership development, we know for a fact, as we talked about earlier on the show, our people are coming out of the program, better developed, more professional, and we know that numerically, and we know it, just from anecdotal stories. So we view this program not as an HR program. We do not view this as an HR program. We view this as a program administered by the HR department that is a part of our business strategy, helping another tool to develop talented men and women. But, I mean, we have rolled that out as a business initiative, not an HR initiative.
That's a really interesting way of presenting it. I think that's really a powerful way of presenting it. So that really becomes a bottom-line, results-oriented program as opposed to just a fluffy thing that people do in HR.
Sure, and it goes right back to, the points that everybody's made, Judy, myself, you all, about the senior executive buy-in and everything else. I mean, if you have the right foundation to the house is a heck of a lot better built. And, it's the same thing here. I mean, we're talking about the talent that's going to lead our organization in the future. That is a business priority, not an HR one.
Right, and I would say that's a perfect point. Steve, within BAE Systems, it's very similar approach in that it is an element of the leadership development program and administered as such, but it's really bought into and looked at as a strategic element within the company to promote leadership, promote future leaders, and the objectives of the program are really looked at that way. The sponsorship is driven from the top and endorsed.
Well, it's a great best practice, too, isn't it? Because, in our organizations, when we have a couple of recognized key business leaders who are respected from a business perspective get engaged in the program,
yes.
I mean, instantly everybody else, almost instantly, everybody else winds up lining up and realizing the value.
Right.
And what both of you are talking about is having a strategic business initiative or reason for doing mentoring. And although everybody, you know, says, yeah, that's clear, we should have it, what both of you are doing is you're actually doing it. In other words, you're not just saying it and say, oh, yeah, it's tied to this and let's do the program. But you actually say, okay, it's tied to this and we monitor it. We make sure that we get the results we want out of it and we see what the results are. So you're actually following through and making sure that you're getting what it is you tried to put in to begin with. And sometimes people get the first part but forget the second part.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I'd just like to talk a little bit about, if I may, is
yes.
the recognition of the mentors.
Yes.
I think that that's really critical. The people within, for instance, the leadership program that we have running do have a lot of visibility and recognition throughout the year through the program. But I think it's really critical that the people who serve as mentors have that recognition as well, and that only helps to market and brand and keep the attention at the strategic level for the program that it needs to be kept at, because they're really committing a ton of time and energy and devotion to these programs.
Absolutely.
So we usually do an end-of-year celebration where we recognize all of the mentors in front of the most senior-level leaders in the company for their time commitment.
And that's a way of making sure that they want to commit again because they're
Definitely.
Being recognized, you know. So it's not just a nice thing to do, but it has a business reason for doing it, which is you promote, you continue to support the mentoring program and get people to continue to buy into it, which is really, really critical. We don't have a lot more time left, but before we do begin to wind down, I do want to say thank you to both of you for being guests on our show. It's been really great what you've shared. And Judy, I know we've worked together for a long time, and I know that individual people can't go to BAE Systems and use any of your products, but I just want to thank you and BAE Systems for being part of our family, if you will. And Steve, as you know, Enterprise has been a part of my family also for the last few years, and I want to thank you for being willing to come on and share your experience. And let me say to the audience that if you do have to rent a car, Enterprise is the only choice in my mind.
Yeah, we would agree with you wholeheartedly, Ray.
I'm not surprised by that, Steve. So thank both of you. I just want to say that. Other few thoughts. We have a couple of minutes left. Other thoughts about that you might want to share, both of you, in terms of you've been involved in mentoring. Is there any advice you want to give to people out there or final thoughts you want to share?
You know, well, I'll tell you, Rainey, I mean, if there's one thing we learned, it was that we had a lot to learn. You know, at Enterprise, we do a lot of home promoting. We've been a very successful company for 50 years. We're fortunate in a lot of ways. And we've built a lot of our own programs internally. You know, and, you know, at the risk of sounding, you know, like we're going to be overly thankful on the show to you individually, you know, we didn't know what we didn't know about mentoring. You know, we had our own mentoring programs on the inside, but they weren't really mentoring set up the right way. And I don't think, and I know for a fact, that we wouldn't have been able to have the success that we did unless we had that outside perspective, you know, to kind of, you know, jumpstart, you know, our programs a little bit. We were unconsciously incompetent in some of the procedures. And now I think we're consciously competent, and we're able to handle those things on our own a lot better now. And it's starting to take over on its own. Like, I can even get my hands off it after 3 years to a certain degree, and we're seeing those mentors start to, you know, just train their people outside of the program on some of the techniques and what have you.
Yes.
So getting it started the right way is absolutely the critical thing.
Right. I would echo that as well. Having that initial framework, the guidance that Rainey was able to provide, and the tools and the framework is really critical. And then internally having the resources necessary to, you know, to overlook and deliver the program is really critical as well.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's a nice way to end the show for today. I want to thank our audience for listening, our guests for being here, and we look forward to your joining us for our next show on Mentoring Matters. This is Rainey Petrin, Dave Carson saying goodbye.
Thank you for joining Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson of Mentoring Matters, mentoring in today's business world. If you'd like to learn more about mentoring, visit management-mentors.com. And be sure to tune in every Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Business Channel. See you next week.